Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to RiskFeesTaxes.com. Higher Ground Financial Group. I'm Imran Rasby and my son Daniel Rasby, who's a tax attorney and reads all the fine print and makes sure that we stay on this narrow, straight path. We're going to talk to you about how to have less stress, have more of your money, and have less of it go to other people. And on that note, how do you minimize or eliminate taxes? You know, we were talking with some people and they said, well, capital gains, I mean, if I take money out of my stock market, I got to take capital gains. No matter what, it's going to be at least 15% capital gains. And we showed them that that definitely has to be true. How is it not true? Can you get away with not paying capital gains?
Yeah, there are ways to get away without paying capital gains. And I don't mean to lie and cheat on your tax returns.
No.
That's not what I'm saying.
Never.
We want to make sure everything we tell you is going to be legal. It's going to be IRS approved. It's perfectly within the laws.
So simply, there's a bracket, right? There's an income bracket, and it's $96,000 after deduction.
Right, if you're married. So if you're married and you have a $30,000 standard deduction, you can have $120,000 of income, and however much is capital gains out of that, you pay 0% in capital gains.
So let's give you an example. Let's say you're both in Social Security, you and your spouse are getting Social Security, and you're getting $60,000 in Social Security, and the rest of your money is non-taxable, maybe it's in a Roth, okay? And so you want some more money and you sell some Apple stock that you bought 20 years ago and almost all of it's capital gains. And you need $60,000 more. Well, you take $60,000 of Apple stock and sell it. That $60,000 adds to your income. So now you have $120,000 income, and then you take the $30,000 standard deduction off.
Now you're down to $90,000 of income, and that's below the threshold for capital gains to be taxed.
That means you pay zero in capital gains?
That's right.
So I just sold that $60,000 of Apple, highly appreciated Apple stock, and paid zero in capital gains tax.
Exactly. If that's your situation, you can definitely avoid the taxes there. And the other thing you can do, which we've talked about on the program before, is you can use a CRUT, a CRUT, Charitable Remainder Unit Trust. If you donate the stocks to the CRUT, then the CRUT can sell it with no capital gains, and you get a huge tax deduction for that money, and you get a pension from it. So there was a client we were just talking to just the other day, and he had already created his income plan. He already has his money set aside for to reduce risk and fees and taxes, but he's still got this brokerage account with that $1.5 million in there, and it's with his money manager. And he's been paying them a fee every single year, and they're not really making any money better than the market. They're this guy going up, going down, way more down than anything else.
Right.
And he's getting frustrated. He said, what do I need the money in the market for? But the problem is, if I sell it and put it in cash or somewhere else safe, like in a fixed annuity, I'm going to pay all this capital gain. So what can I do? Well, one thing he can do is he can move it to a CRUT. He can donate that $1.5 million of broker's money to the charitable trust, and the trust will sell it with no capital gains. He's going to get a big tax deduction, and he'll get a pension from that for the rest of his life. And then when he dies, the rest in there goes to charity. Now, in his case, he doesn't have kids to leave his assets to. He's going to leave it to charity anyway. This way, he gets a deduction now, a huge deduction, avoids the capital gains, gets rid of the market volatility. So it's a great plan in his situation. It's not for everybody, but that is one way to get rid of capital gains, even if you're going to have $1 million or $2 million of gains. And that works as well for properties. If you have a rental property you're trying to get rid of, you can sell that property with no capital gains as long as it's in that charitable trust.
So there's several ways to avoid capital gains on rental properties, okay? The CRUT is one of the ways. And if you're going to do CRUT, we do CRUT. You can go to riskfeestaxes.com, make an appointment. We'll explain all the details to you. You go to another attorney, they may or may not do CRUTs, but they usually charge $20,000, $30,000. I've seen as high as $45,000 for a CRUT, which really should not be that expensive. And then they also get a 1% trustee fee. That means 1% of all the assets in there go to the lawyer as well.
But we don't take the trustee fee. There's ways to minimize that or even have it go to you.
Yeah, so there's lots of different things you have to be aware of. Just don't don't try to do this on your own. Take a look and look at the different options. But then there's something else I've heard. You can donate that same stock or the house to a DS or a donor advised fund.
Yep, a DAF, donor advised fund. The difference with that is you get 100% deduction now instead of only 50%.
But no income.
But no, yeah, no pension, no income.
And so that's all. That also you avoid the capital gains on that. And then there's something else called the DST.
Yep, DST. There's actually two types of DSTs. There's a Delaware statutory trust and a deferred sales trust. And both of them help you defer capital gains. None of them really get rid of the capital gains altogether, but they defer it longer.
So does that mean I got to pay capital gains each year a smaller amount, or does it
defer? If it's a deferred sales trust, you're paying some each year. If it's a Delaware statutory trust, it's kind of like doing a 1031 exchange, but so someday you still probably have to pay that gain.
But let's say it's the other one, not the Delaware one. Then I got a freight
deferred sales trust.
And I got paid each year. How much, what percentage do I pay each year?
It all depends on how it's set up. There's a complicated formula, how much you have to pay each year, based on how the trust is set up, how many years you're deferring.
And so I have a choice. I can pay more or pay less. I mean,
yeah, there's a lot of ways to do it, but we have to talk to you about your specific situation and give you fiduciary advice. I don't know what the best thing would be.
So that sounds really confusing. I mean, how am I supposed to find out and make the right decisions?
Well, talk to an attorney. Talk to a tax attorney, somebody that specializes in reducing taxes in retirement. And so go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and you'll be able to make an appointment there. That's, again, riskfeestaxes.com. Schedule your free Zoom call there.
So the other option that most people are aware of is the 1031 exchange. And so if you do a 1031 exchange or if you do the Delaware statutory trust, you're basically just postponing that tax. You're not really getting rid of it. You're not kicking the can down the hill so much as you're pushing a snowball down a mountain, right?
Exactly. You got the snowball and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I don't want your taxes to get bigger in the future. And that's why, people laugh when they hear me say it, but I really don't care if you pay more tax this year or not. In fact, paying more tax this year will be just fine, as long as it means you pay less over your entire lifetime. So I care as a tax attorney about your total tax picture over your lifetime and what you leave to kids, not so much about this year's taxes. That's more of a CPA's wheelhouse.
So basically, you're not saying that you're in favor of higher taxes. You're just in favor of taking advantage of all the tax laws. And if you have to pay more this year to avoid taxes in the future, that's a good payoff.
Exactly. We helped a client just the last month. You know, they're going to pay an extra $100,000 this year in order to save $300,000 over their lifetime. So it's definitely worth it for them. Yeah. But we don't want to just pay tax just for the sake of paying tax. It needs to have a specific purpose. And yeah.
So there's a lot of different ways and strategies on how to minimize taxes. I mean, one of the things that people don't take into consideration, let's say you're going to convert to Roth. Well, then your IRMA is going to go up. You know, what is that? IRMA is the Medicare tax. So if you're paying Medicare, the cost of Medicare goes up if you make too much money. You were saying, Dan, that don't lose sight of the forest for that tree, that one tree of IRMA. Don't forget about the millions of dollars you're going to save, right?
Exactly. Most of our clients save over $1 million in taxes by working with us. And yes, your IRMA go up if you're doing these Roth conversions. You might end up paying a few hundred dollars a month more for Medicare, which is insanely high. I mean, who wants to pay $500 a month just for Medicare? Well, the problem is the big, big tax bill that you would be saving. If you try to reduce your IRMA, now you're not saving that anymore. So if you're going to save $1 million in taxes, and one of the downsides is that for a few years, you have IRMA costs of a few thousand dollars a year, that's definitely worth it.
Absolutely.
It's so much smaller than your total tax savings.
And that's just one part of the cascading tax effect. There's other parts too, because not only that is if you convert, then you have no R&Ds. That means there's no required minimum distributions. And that means all of your money that you converted to Roth can now be tax-free. And if that's all the money, then any money you have in highly appreciated assets like capital gains may not be capital gains. And that's what we talked about earlier. I don't know if it was this show or earlier show, but we talked that you don't necessarily have to pay taxes on capital gains if your total income, reportable income, is less than $96,000 currently. That's with the standard deduction.
Exactly.
So you can either have that problem for the rest of your life. You can live another 20 or 30 years having a cascading tax effect because you take money out, you're forced to take money out of the RMD with RMDs, out of your IRAs, that adds to your income, that forces your income to be higher. Your IRMA goes up, stays up. Your Social Security is taxed at a higher level. Your capital gains is taxed at a higher level. Your dividends interest taxed at a higher level. Everything gets affected for the rest of your life. Or you rip the bandit off, pay a little more taxes for a few years, and then you're done. And for the next 20 years, you save that money forever. That's a huge difference.
It is.
So as you said, don't forget about the forest for that one tree. Don't get hung up on one painful tax event when there's they have 20 years or 30 years of taxable events going forward. Let's avoid those, right?
And that's why it's so important to work with a tax attorney that's got that long-term vision for minimizing taxes for you.
Yeah, because the CPA is going to say how to minimize taxes today, not minimize taxes over your entire life and your children's lives. And then we do trust. So our firm, because we have tax attorneys, state attorneys, we will do trusts, wills, power of attorneys, medical deductives. And that reminds me, you know, if you're going to do some planning, you really should talk to somebody that understands the long-term effects of taxes on you and your beneficiaries. You want to talk to somebody that understands the long-term effects of taxes on the cascading effect.
Yeah, I just talked to a client last week and she said, look, I have had a CPA for a long time. I've had a financial planner for a long time. I've had an estate attorney. And all three of them, they all have their own things they bring to the table and none of them talk to each other. Yeah. And I asked the financial advisor a question. He says, well, I don't know. Ask your CPA. And the CPA says, well, I don't know. Ask your attorney. And the attorney says, oh, I just do prepare the wills. I don't deal with the retirement stuff. And so she's going around and around and around and never getting a good answer. And so she came to us and said, look, can you please help us? Can you be the quarterback? Can you put together all these different people? I don't want to move all my money to you. And we said, that's fine. You don't have to move all your money to us. We can help coordinate the plans with all these, with the CFP, with the CPA, with the attorneys, and make sure you get a cohesive plan. Now, for the clients that do want to do everything with us, we have facilities to do a lot of that in-house. But we always want to be open to incorporating other pieces that there may be specialists you have in different areas that you can get to do a good job with a different advisor. We don't require that you cancel everything you're doing in order to join our firm, but we want to be able to give you that cohesive strategy that fits together all the different advice you're getting and gives you an income plan to minimize risk, fees, and taxes. So again, our website is riskfeestaxes.com.
And that's one other thing is that most of the clients that come to us, when they make an appointment with us, they can sometimes make an appointment the same day because it's all through video meetings and we have scheduled, we have times available.
And sometimes just even within the next day or two, yeah, it's pretty easy to find.
I'll challenge you, make an appointment with your attorney, with your CPA, with your financial advisor, call their office, see when you can make an appointment. It's usually 3 weeks out and you've got to drive there, you got to wait in line and it's a mess. With us, you can pick an appointment almost immediately. And you can get your questions answered almost immediately so you don't have to wait in limbo.
So again, go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. That's Higher Ground Financial Group, reducing those three biggest killers in retirement. Again, that's riskfeestaxes.com.
And you can also go to YouTube and look up Higher Ground Financial Group and see a lot of our videos and information there because we have a lot of information that may be useful to you.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated, pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.